On Tuesday, the Arizona Senate gave initial approval to a bill that would prohibit the state from using a set of educational standards already implemented in most states. Arizona adopted the Common Core standards in 2010 without opposition, but some Republicans have recently denounced the standards, saying they're a poorly conceived, federally driven effort that usurps states' rights. Michael Petrilli is a conservative, but disagrees with Republicans who criticize Common Core. Petrilli is executive vice president of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. He'll be in the Valley on Thursday as part of the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce's Phoenix Forum. The title of his speech is Our Classrooms, Our Workforce, Our Future. Michael Petrilli joins me from Washington, D.C. Michael, how connected are higher academic standards and economic competitiveness?
That is essential. I mean, we know now that we are in a real competition with countries around the globe to bring work here to America and to produce products that the rest of the world wants. And that means we need to have workers who have high-level skills. And unfortunately, we're just not graduating enough people from our public education system that have the skills to take advantage of the many good opportunities out there in employment. I'd also say, though, more than the international competitive issue is this issue about income inequality and social mobility. You know, we're having a big conversation in this country today about how we can spur upward mobility, whether that has stalled. A lot of worries about this growing divide between affluent folks and less advantaged folks. And the big divide, you know, it used to be race, and it's not even exactly class. What it is education. I mean, people who are getting strong education, who are graduating from two-year or especially four-year college programs, are doing much better in this economy. And those who are not are getting left behind. And so we need to get many, many more of our young people prepared to succeed in college and to succeed in their careers.
How do we avoid there being, though, a have and have not situation where some districts are better funded? In Arizona, a big thing is school choice, but there's concern that with school choice, does that end up benefiting parochial or private schools more than the public school system? So are you, in essence, robbing from Peter to pay Paul?
You know, I'm a huge fan of school choice, and I think that a strong school reform movement has both expanded parental options and also has strong standards and accountability for results. And it's that combination that really gives you this powerful 1-2 punch. You know, we need to be clear about where kids need to be by the end of their high school experience. And it's not some standard that we pick out of thin air. The real world has a standard. We know where kids need to be, for example, in reading, or in math, and writing, to be able to go on to college and start taking credit-bearing courses right away, to not have to take remedial courses to even get to the starting line. So we need to make sure that our public education system is aiming for that standard. At the same time, we do not want a system that is standardized. We want to make sure that there is opportunity within our schools for innovation, for different approaches, for making sure schools can be a good fit. You know, we know that every child, I mean, I've got two kids, I know they're very different. They're gonna need a different kind of education, or at least a different kind of teacher, to be most effective. So we've got to allow for there to be innovation and customization, while at the same time we're aiming for some of the common goals, which is to get kids ready for the real world.
I want to come back to the economic impact potential of improving our educational system. Can that come if we emphasize only STEM, a lack of teaching about civics, about history, that sort of thing? Can those work in tandem, or do we need to focus on science, math, engineering, et cetera, if we're focused more on the economy?
No, look, we can definitely walk and chew gum at the same time, and we cannot give up on this traditional mission of the public schools, which is to prepare students not just for college and career, but also for citizenship. That's probably the most important thing that we are doing in our public education system. And we also know that starting at a very young age, if students are going to be successful, both as readers, both as being able to do math, eventually be able to learn science, we have got to teach them things like science, like history, art and music, early. That helps them build their vocabulary. It helps them build their content knowledge. It helps them, as they read new material, make sense of it. So all of this fits together. You know, and so we cannot, let some of our muscles atrophy while we build up other muscles. You know, we definitely need that well-rounded approach, and that is going to be what's going to help us prepare students to be successful. Now, many of those students are going to need to be able to go on to do advanced math and science and go into STEM careers, but there's lots of other opportunities in other fields that are going to take other strong skills, strong writing skills, strong analytical skills. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunity out there. The problem is that we're not coming close to preparing enough students, and I would say that Arizona is not coming close enough to preparing enough of its students to take advantage of these opportunities in any of these fields.
The state Senate has just given initial approval to a bill that would prohibit Arizona from using a set of educational standards, the Common Core standards that were adopted in 2010 without any opposition at all. What is it about Common Core that gets people so mad?
You know, unfortunately, there is the Common Core issue has been completely politicized. And what I mean now is that it's become really a political issue more than an educational issue. You know, some of my fellow conservatives have worries about the Common Core. They know that the Obama administration is in support of these standards and played a small role in encouraging states to adopt them. This was something that started out from the governors, from the states, but the administration did encourage states to adopt them and has on occasion taken credit for them. This has fueled a lot of the backlash. You know, keep in mind, we've got, you know, conservatives are, in my view, understandably angry about many of the things happening at the national level today. They don't trust the administration. And so when people hear that this has something to do with the president, they are instinctively opposed to it. What they need to understand is that this really is something that was started in the states and now is back in the states. And what it means for Arizona is stronger standards and particularly stronger tests. Arizona's had this problem where you're doing all this testing, but the tests simply aren't rigorous enough. And so kids that are passing the test think they're doing fine, but they're not actually ready for what comes next. They end up going to college, and they end up being told they have to take remedial education, or they go to get a job, and they're told that they don't have the reading or math skills that they need. So, you know, this is a historic opportunity to finally raise the bar to where it needs to be, and I sure hope that we don't let politics get in the way.
Are there states that have implemented Common Core and have had success?
You know, it's early going. I mean, all of the states are on basically the same timeline. They adopted them now almost 4 years ago, and they have been retraining teachers and retooling their curriculum. For most states, like Arizona, the first tests that come along with these standards won't be for another year, and that's really where the rubber hits the road. We do know that some school districts at the local level have gotten a head start, and we are seeing some promising signs. You know, we're seeing teachers doing teaching that is much more coherent, that allows them to go deeper. One of the goals of the Common Core is to try to get teachers to not feel like they have to cover as much material every year, but to be able to focus on the most important items in literacy or in math, and to make sure that kids really get a mastery of those things. Teachers like that. You know, these standards are strongly supported by teachers because they allow them to do higher quality teaching and learning because they're able to go deep. And where we see that, there's a lot of promise. You know, I'd also say that a state like Tennessee has recently raised their standards. This happened even before the Common Core, and they made their tests much more difficult. And they recently showed the biggest gains on the National Assessment of Educational Progress of any state, and actually the biggest gains in history that any state has shown. So I think what that indicates is most likely it's because Tennessee said, look, we are going to have higher standards. We're going to demand accountability. We're not going to set the bar so low. And their schools responded quite positively.
Michael Petrilli, Executive Vice President of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. He's in the Valley on Thursday morning as part of the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce's Phoenix Forum. The title of his speech, Our Classrooms, Our Workforce, Our Future.